Gunnar Sheesh for being here with us today. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. And you are listening to June Bunch, a guide job brought her here to Juno, but she's also spending some of her evenings performing at the Crystal Saloon. And June is here to tell us a little bit about what brought her to Juno and play a little bit for us with her ukulele. June, welcome to Juno Afternoon.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You came up here as a guide, I guess, for a guiding job.
Yeah.
And so we're getting music as kind of a side benefit of your being here.
Ooh, is it though? I feel like I just go places so I can like be inspired to write music about each place. Everything has like this song about it, and it's really, this place is remarkable for that. And the nature, I'm a nerd for plants, so it's really, yeah.
So you're not just a guide, but your specialty is nature.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So what brought you to this job here? How did you find out about it? How did you get here?
Oh, man. Okay. A while back, well, I was working at a tropical botany plant nursery, and I was like, I really just want to walk around in nature more often, and I want to just smell the dirt and be in the rain. And a few friends of mine had worked at Gastineau guiding before, and I ended up just having this wonderful interaction with the company and learning how much they trained about nature. And so I was just really stoked to really dig my feet into some new plant zones.
So as a musician, you probably travel quite a bit, but where's home for you?
Yeah, home is St. Pete, Florida, a long way from here.
Oh, my goodness. And I bet you right now St. Pete is sweltering.
It is. My family just asks for whisks of wind all the time. They're like, please save it for me.
So your timing is really good to come here. So you are performing at the Crystal Saloon. Mm-hmm. Any performances upcoming that you know about?
Yeah, so September 14th, we're going to do a beautiful Joni Mitchell tribute. It's going to be Taylor Biddick, Terry Tibbett, and me. And
Wow, an all-star lineup.
It's going to be
with Taylor and Terry. Wow. So you want to play us a little bit to give us a feel for what we might hear at this Joni Mitchell retrospective? What are you going to play?
Ooh. Well, I'll be playing Both Sides Now, which is a song that I feel like, man, I watched this movie called Coda, and it's just, wow. The rendition really just broke my heart. And this is it.
The clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions. I recall, I really don't know clouds at all.
Yeah, that's just a little teaser for what we might hear. But with Terry Tibbetts in the mix as well as Taylor Vidic, boy, some beautiful voices to hear the songs of Joni Mitchell. And it's kind of an appropriate song for Juno, right? Knowing clouds from both sides.
You have no idea. The metaphor is so strong.
But will you write your own songs and perform them? Tell us about your music and what inspires your songs.
Oh, man. Usually I'll move to a place and I'll end up just kind of meditating in a spot that just you find that quiet in yourself, and then you're just, I don't know, like one particular song is called Morrison, and it's literally just about the Morrison Formation, and I don't know.
So you write about where you go then?
Yeah, most of them are autobiographical, or just if it's not a place, it's an emotion where I go, and it's just a new journey through that. And then once you get past it, you just, you're like, oh my God, what a journey. Hold on, let me remember the route.
So what kind of songs do you think Juno will evoke? Moody songs?
They've been really, thought-provokingly reflective. And, man, a rainy day just brings out something in you that's just so, it feels really connective because everybody's inside and we're all just wanting to, you know, be gentle towards each other and sort of find sunshine in each other. It's necessary.
You know, I've often wondered that about Juno. I mean, we have an abundance of creativity here.
Mm-hmm.
Just so many artists, visual artists, yeah, performers. And, of course, we tend to draw them here, people like yourself.
Mm.
But so, you know, I would just love it if you could maybe give us a little sunshine with your music, one of your songs. Tell us about what you're going to play for us and what's the story behind it.
Okay. Well, Colors is one of my oldest songs. I wrote it. I had this friend named Chance Cassidy, and I was like, man, that's a great name. And he had traveled everywhere. He was a rambling man, you know, and I lived on the river, and I had just fallen in love with the stories of these colorful places he'd been. And, I mean, we live in a really colorful place that's just got, I mean, the definition of everything, right? So a channel, the ideal channel is here, the mountains, you know, all these things. And Colors came from kind of feeling like everything was just stagnant, black and white, standing still, and then opening doors and seeing new perspectives. And yeah, this is called Colors.
All black and white, everything standing still. Weeds on the trail, you don't act how you feel. Well, time ticks by, but each day looks the same. But I found me a map full of blues and of greens, of legends and hiding spots I'd never seen. And I just died to have you by my side. 'Cause I found me a baby, he said he found me. He's the brightest gold hue that this town's ever seen. And he told me of the places he'd been. Oh, Chance Cassidy with his awfully great name said the box I was in put my bravery to shame. And he painted a map out for me. It was red canyon canopies, orange like Florida trees, yellow Texas sand, green in Ireland. Well, it's blue like the ocean cliffs, indigo, twilight mist, violets in your hands, eyes are closed when we dance. A place of our own, each color ignited deep down to our bones. I said, home's where you make it, and you're home to me. But this monochrome, so I need some colors to see. So we painted the whole city in. Like Florida trees, yellow Texas sand, green in Ireland. It's blue like the ocean cliffs, indigo, twilight mist, violets in your hands, eyes closed when we dance. Canyon canopies, orange like the Florida trees, yellow Texas sand, green and Ireland.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Good to hear on a day like today, right?
Yeah,
So you've been playing at the Crystal Saloon. How do you like that venue? That's fairly new for Juno.
Ooh, it's super snazzy. This sounds really nice. It's just got this really dreamy vibe where they put all these Christmas lights in like a cascading canopy, and you just feel like you're in a starry night. And you're like, okay, I will channel these and remember that this is what the stars look like, hypothetically, above me. You know? It's very Great Gatsby.
So you've really enjoyed playing it. I'm curious about your choice of instrument to accompany yourself, the ukulele, sometimes people just call it their uke.
Yeah.
But for a lot of musicians, you know, it's kind of a tender instrument.
Mm.
It's maybe not as bad as a guitarist. I mean, for volume and sound. So why did you choose the uke?
Because I can bring it with me everywhere. I don't know. I just like shove it in my backpack and then you just go and, you know, it's so lightweight. And, you know, gosh, I have used it as a quote, you know, carry on in my backpack with all my stuff and I can get away with it. But a guitar is so big that I can't. Also, my hands are small. So, I like this.
You're very petite,
yeah,
as you sit here in front of me playing. But I guess the other thing, too, I wonder about is what about the texture of the instrument? How does it meet you?
Oh, I love it. It's tender is a good word because it feels like love. It feels like bright love, I don't know. It's calming and it feels a little bit on the playful side, so you don't take it like so seriously when you're playing it. You're just like, la, 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 la.
Well, there are people that can really play ukuleles like virtuosos, like they would a classical guitar, just with the technique. So it's an instrument that can be enjoyed on so many different levels. But,
yeah,
you know, what potential do you think it has in reaching people?
Every potential. Yeah. I mean, it's its own form of, so there's this thing called uke till you puke, you know, where I'm from. I love it. And then in Hawaii, you know, there were huge ukulele festivals and they can shred and some like kiddos, I'd be like, it's a cute kid. And then they would just like, you know, like, oh, just, I don't know. You know, like, I don't know, do these beautiful scales. And it's just an angelic instrument that gets its point across. Yeah, it's got a lot of spunk.
One thing I wanted to ask you about later in our program, we're going to be talking about this plan called Blueprint Downtown. It's a 20-year plan for Juneau. It's in its draft phase, and people have a couple more weeks to comment on it. But as a newcomer, seeing Juneau with fresh eyes, what do you see that could be done to improve downtown Juneau? As a young person.
I'd have to give that some thought. I don't know. Well, you've got the coffee. I'm trying to, like, go through a day. Coffee? Check. I work at a brewery, and it closes at 8, and I'm like, if it could just be open a little longer, and we could sing and dance there, because I accidentally will bust out in song, and they're like, you can't. You must not.
Juneau is kind of a place where there aren't any places to eat, except for maybe one that I can think of, the Pelamini. Hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. You know, those wonderful, savory
Alaska's hangover food. We need it. We love
right.
it.
Right. But there isn't really kind of a place for that people can be up all night if they want, young people.
Yeah. You know, as much of a morning person as I am, like the night owl that wants to peek and thrive is like, no need. Juneau's asleep at 8. And so that is real. Yeah. But I mean, there are definitely like the places that are there. And within that, there's such a tight-knit community because we know trivia night's on Thursdays, you know? Like, we know.
Well, they say that planners will say, and people that study cities, that you've got to have a young population for a city to grow in and thrive. You've got to attract young people.
Mm-hmm.
So as a young person, what do you see when you wander downtown Juneau? What is there an appeal? Is there...
I am a nerd for the arts, and I'm from Asheville for a long time. I was there for a decade, and there were always a lot
in North Carolina.
Artists. Yeah, and I think that I miss having like every block a different sound of thunderous heartbeats of people, you know, moving through the city. But I mean, here the hubbub is watching everyone in their extra tufts coming from the marina, you know, like that's the heartbeat that I know and love about Juneau, you know, and that's alive and strong. But yeah, like I hear you. I don't know, there are community outreach things like the ice hockey, you know, in Twin Lakes, things like that that just keep everybody kind of moving and grooving together. Man, just community events, things that intentionally bring people together. I don't know. I'm just a big potluck person that just wants to squeeze everybody into a like like-minded activity that they want to be at.
Well, one like-minded activity that Junoites love is listening to music. You know, we have our folk festival and so many events coming up. So before we go, can you sing us one more tune and tell us, set us up for this?
Oh, okay. All right. I picked Morrison because we were talking about places that we love. This is about living in Moab. I was over in the desert for a little while. And there's a lot of silence that happens in the desert that they actually have counted the decibels, and some of them are the quietest places on earth. And it almost, you can hear this sound of silence, and it's so tangible, and it's really...
All right. Well, thank you, June Bunch, singing Morrison for us.
Good morning, Morrison. Evaporate away, now just blight, red rock and wind. My solitude begins. You sanctify my skin. Steeped in vermilion, you bleach my bones barren, and I let the light shine on.
That's